My name is Howard Fry. I'm the director of the Multidisciplinary Urologic Oncology Center at Valley Hospital.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Howard Fry at Valley Mount Sinai Comprehensive Cancer Center. And we're talking about something I heard actually in a commercial on our radio station about fusion-guided biopsy. Would you tell me what that is?
Well, fusion biopsy, it's a technique that allows for targeting of a lesion, ultimately on transrectal ultrasound. It utilizes multiparametric MRI of the prostate, and these images that show a lesion can be transferred to a computer, usually in the procedure room, and these images are then fused to ultrasound images, which are done in real time. So ultimately, there is a target literally with a bullseye, and this makes fusion prostate biopsy much more accurate than what we had in the past. So it also is an excellent technique because it tends to pick up more aggressive prostate cancer, tends to miss the slower growing type of prostate cancer. And this is urologists like this a lot because we like to treat the aggressive cancer. And now we use often active surveillance for the slower growing type of prostate cancer.
Is this a new way to proceed?
Yes. And it's, you know, it's been around for a little bit of time, but it's really gaining traction now. I mean, there are certain things that are necessary. So, for example, the radiologist kind of has to specialize in interpreting prostate MRI. There is a learning curve for this, but it is a technique that is certainly gaining traction because it provides a more accurate biopsy, and it tends to pick up the more aggressive lesions, which is important for the ultimate decision as to what to do with the patient, how to treat that patient.
Why is it difficult to know the difference between an aggressive lesion and something that is more slower growing and that you can leave alone for a while?
Well, this is an area that has changed a lot in the last number of years. You know, we've found that the slower growing type of prostate cancer often does not really cause harm in a patient's life. So any kind of treatment that is given to that patient perhaps is going to cause problems to that patient, whereas he might not have needed any treatment at all. So active surveillance is a mode of following these patients at this point in time when there's a slow-growing cancer. On the other hand, when somebody has a more aggressive type of prostate cancer, that will cause harm and can cause death. So those patients are going to be treated more aggressively with surgery or radiation, for example. And so it's important to distinguish the differences in prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is not all the same. So classically, these are divided into Gleason scores between 6 and 10, where 6 is a slower growing type of prostate cancer, and the others are more aggressive. So fusion prostate biopsy actually can tend to identify the more aggressive type of prostate cancer, and it tends to not find the slower growing. And this is much better in a general sense because patients are not going to worry if they know they have a diagnosis of prostate cancer, but it's really a slow growing cancer, and those patients often do not need treatment anyway. On the other hand, the aggressive prostate cancer needs to be treated, and the sooner that is found, the better.
Would you explain if an enlarged prostate can be challenging when you're looking for prostate cancer or any other prostate problems for that matter?
Sure. An enlarged prostate, which is common as men get older, it causes lower urinary tract symptoms, slower urinary stream, maybe some hesitancy in urination, getting up at night, et cetera. So in terms of finding prostate cancer, the larger the prostate, the more difficult this would be, just as a sampling issue. So if biopsies are random, which is how prostate biopsies were done in the past, sextant areas, meaning certain areas of the prostate are biopsied and other areas of the prostate are not, and it's in a random fashion, the bigger the prostate, the more issues that are going to be present in terms of sampling. Targeted lesions in a big prostate give you literally a target with the bullseye. So it's therefore much more accurate, and it's much more likely to lead to a proper diagnosis. If somebody has a large prostate and the MRI images of the prostate don't show anything suspicious, that gives you some confidence that there is no aggressive prostate cancer present.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give overall to men as they age?
Well, all men develop some lower urinary tract symptoms, you know, voiding issues as they get older. I think important aspects of this are how well the patient empties his bladder. If he's not emptying, that can lead to problems with distending the bladder, kidney problems, etc. So men really should see a urologist if they're having increasing urinary symptoms so that all aspects can be examined and determined whether medication is needed or surgery is needed to allow for better emptying, or whether this can just be monitored for a while longer. So I think it's important that men see a urologist if they're having increasing urinary symptoms.
Prostate problems, though, aren't necessarily a problem for guys as they age. It's not something that is just a part of life, is it? Or would you say that most guys may experience some difficulties as they age?
Well, I think the prostate tends to grow as men get older. So yeah, there may be problems that need to be addressed, but obviously not all symptoms are cause for alarm or cause for treatment. Mm-hmm. So various aspects can be checked. And if a man is not emptying his bladder significantly, then that can lead to problems that need to be addressed, for example. Mm-hmm. Patient can't necessarily know whether he's emptying his bladder well. All men will have some urinary symptoms. And for this reason, I think it helps if a man sees a urologist who can determine whether the symptoms are problematic or not. Many times, symptoms are present, but the patient is tolerating them well and would rather not take medicine or do any treatment, and a lot of times this is fine. Other times, the patient has some increasing symptoms and it's not fine, yeah, with urine backing up into the kidneys or distending the bladder so it can't contract properly. And those patients should be treated before the problem becomes worse.
Is there anything that you would add that I didn't ask you about or you'd like to elaborate?
Well, I think one thing, the indications for fusion prostate biopsy, you know, one group of patients that really do benefit from this are those that are currently on active surveillance for their prostate cancer that was found, it was slow growing, and their cancer is just being monitored without active treatment. Usually protocols require another biopsy, say within a year of their initial diagnosis. And if especially those patients that have had just a normal transrectal ultrasound prostate biopsy, not the fusion biopsy, they certainly would benefit from an MRI of the prostate, and certainly a fusion biopsy if a more aggressive lesion is targeted, mm-hmm. because that would change their treatment. If a more aggressive lesion was found, then most likely they would need to have active treatment instead of active surveillance. The other certainly group that would benefit are those that have had a previous negative biopsy and their PSA continues to rise. So a MRI of the prostate, if it shows a targeted lesion, then those patients should have another biopsy, a fusion prostate biopsy. And in a general sort of sense, I think the future is that everybody that has a rising PSA will probably need to have a MRI first to target anything that looks suspicious even before they have had a prostate biopsy. That way, it's a more accurate biopsy, it's targeted, and there's more likelihood of finding an aggressive cancer and less likelihood of detecting a slow-growing cancer, mm-hmm. which is not important. So okay. I think those are the indications and future.
I was wondering how you zeroed in on this specialty. Was there something in your family that made you go into this line of medicine? I'm always curious.
Well, thankfully, no. You know,
that's
my father lived past 100.
Wow!
And my mother died at 99 and a half. So,
wow.
So the answer is no. I do think that this is a technique that is really changing the diagnosis of prostate cancer for the better. And I think that this is certainly fusion prostate biopsy is taking hold as a technique that is better than what we had in the past. It's vastly superior in finding aggressive cancers. And most of the problems in terms of treatment of prostate cancer can be alleviated if only aggressive cancers are found and the slow-growing cancers are not necessarily treated aggressively. So this is a technique that allows for better treatment options and diagnosis of prostate cancer.